Mind over matter, that's what we hear so often. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Mind over matter, that's what we hear so often. There's so many things that go on in our body. Our body is a temple, we say. Our body is a physical object. Our body is controlled by the sensations it has. It's controlled by all of the smells and all the food images and all of the desires and all of the lusts, all of the wants. And our body is going to always be subject to all of these things, continually wanting more and more and more. Now, how can we work with our body so that our body is not the boss? How can we work with our body so that our body is not the one that makes the decisions of what we are going to do, what activity we're going to be involved in, what sort of food we're going to digest and take in and become part of our body fat? How can we be in charge? How can we be in control? How can we make the decision as to who we are and what we are and why we are what we are? How are we going to do that? Well, mind over matter, some people say, and it's not really mind over matter. It's just a matter that they say that you can reprogram your computer, and then when things don't work just right, you say, go to original settings. And the computer goes to the original settings, and the original settings had openings or had opportunities for it to make mistakes. It had opportunities where it could be taught or told something that was not beneficial, like spam and other things that might come in. And it goes back to that original aspect. No. You did that merely by telling the computer to do it. Now, what did the computer do? The computer wiped everything else off of their hard disk, everything off of your operating disk, and allowed only that on your operating disk, which was your original programming. Now, what is the original programming of a computer? Now, we don't really know what the original programming is of a computer, but we have an idea. It's something that's beneficial. Okay, let's look at our body. Our body has original programming too. Original purity and integrity, I like to call it. So the original programming of my body is to be whole and perfect, to be wonderful, to be useful, to be young, vital, dynamic, alive, to be eternally young, to be eternally full of energy, to be eternally the right disposition in every possible way. That's my original purity and integrity. Now, how can I press a button? How can I program my body computer to return to its original purity and integrity and skip all this other stuff that shows me to be subject to other things, like to the smells of cake and the smells of puddings and the smells of all the good things to eat, and the desire to go and be entertained, the crazy desire to be over-enthusiastic about sports, over-enthusiastic about anything that if we're over-enthusiastic about and we feel it's a little bit much. Now, how do we change that? How do we change that? Well, our brain is not quite as simple a situation as a computer. The computer is really a very simple mechanistic apparatus. It is something that will operate for whatever way we want it to operate. And it's good. It's good. It has a lot of benefits for it in that way. But think about this. If we have a body, and our body is controlled by our brain, and our brain has some ideas that are not beneficial to our body, then we want to reprogram. No, not necessarily reprogram. We want to deprogram from our brain those ideas which are limiting to us as a human being. Now, what are these programs that are limiting to us as a human being? Well, we might be drawn to food. We want to eat all the time. We We might be drawn to alcohol or drugs. We might be drawn to sports. We might be drawn to some habit that takes us and controls us and possesses us and owns us. And these things we want to be master of ourselves. We don't want to quit necessarily, but we want to make the decision ourselves as to what volume, what amount, what intensity we're going to be involved in these various activities. Now, the way that we share how to take control and be in charge of yourself and the various activities that you are, is we say, you put the right cause in motion and you get the right result. Now, you've been putting the wrong cause in motion for a long time, bringing you the wrong result that you say is wrong, and you're not really happy with it. But it's a habit. It's a well brought in habit into your system, and it's not something that wants to let go easily. You tell yourself that. Well, those are the negatives, and those do not accomplish the new attitude that you want. Now, what is the law, the cause you're going to put in motion to accomplish what you want to do? I have a perfect diet. I have perfect habits. I am in control of my body, my life, and my affairs. Now, these things are okay. These are things that you would normally say to yourself, and you say, that's okay, yes, I agree to that. That sounds pretty good to me. And then, when the moment opportunity comes along, you drift off into overeating. You drift off into eating late at night before you go to bed. You drift off at doing all sorts of things that you really don't want, you really don't need, but you have the habit of doing it. And you're watching a movie, and you got to have popcorn. You're watching a movie, or rather, you're going to the sports game, and you got to have hot dogs. You got to have hamburgers, big, juicy hamburgers, big, wonderful, long hot dogs, and plenty of everything on it. Well, now, that's okay. Sincerely, that's okay. It's not what you eat that determines your fatness. It's what your attitude is about what you eat. You see, you're manipulated by the food. The food says you have to eat it, and if you eat it, you're going to get fat. Now, if you just say, I always have the absolutely perfect diet. I always have the absolutely perfect choice of foods that I like to eat. I always eat the foods that are blessing to me. All the food that I eat are ideal foods, and they enter my body to do their perfect work and do their perfect job, and I am fantastic. My foods are wonderful. I enjoy sports, and if I can't go, no problem. If I have to sub for somebody else, super, I'm glad to do it, unless I don't want to. Somebody says, will you sub for me? I can't be there this afternoon. And you say, well, thank you very much. That's lovely of you to want me there, but I've got another engagement, you know. And before, you would have died, you would have quit anything to go and take the engagement in sports, because sports was your great passion, your great desire. And now, you're building up new habits inside of yourself, which say, I am master of my habit. I am master of any choices that I make. I am master of all the things that I eat, all the things that I do. I am master of all of them. You're not saying that it's good or bad or indifferent. As it's against it, you're not opposing anything, because if you oppose it, you immediately empower it. So you want to empower this new you, this new attitude, this new being that you are. Who are you? Well, you are a wonderful being that is master of your habit. You are a wonderful being that is harmonious with all things that please you and delight you. And you are pleased and delighted by things of your choice. Before, you used to watch a sports game and you just would shout as loud as anyone. You just were so excited. You were so happy. You were just possessed by it. You forgot where you were and what you were doing. And in 2 seconds, the afternoon was gone and you thoroughly enjoyed the game. You don't want to stop enjoying the game. You don't want to stop having wonderful times at sporting events. You don't want to stop eating a wonderful meal. You don't want to stop doing anything. You want to have a new attitude in mind about these things, so you're not possessed by them, so you're not possessed by the food, by the activity. You want to be a free spirit who makes choices based upon what your body really would like to have. Now, if you'd rather take a nap in the afternoon than go to the sports event, then take a nap. If you would rather eat half a plate of food and you're served a full plate of food, you just ask for a saucer and you push the food off your plate that you don't want to eat and let somebody else have it if they want, and you eat what you want to eat, and when you're done, your plate is clean, just like you like it to be. But meanwhile, before you started to eat, you always knew exactly how much you want to eat. Now, I like to say I like a third of a portion, but occasionally I get off on more than that. And occasionally, my family loves to feed me abundance. They love to feed me everything. They love to eat these things, and then they like to bring them to my attention that they're eating them. And they like to bring to my attention that they're eating these things that I am leaving off of my diet. And they say, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And I say, fine. And sometimes I join them, and it doesn't disturb me. But the thing is, why is it we always want somebody else to be on the bandwagon we are on? If I can eat a third of a portion of a meal, every meal, and not feel hungry, feel content, because that's my choice, and my body is satisfied, that's my choice, and my weight remains balanced or a little less, but anyhow, it's my choice. If I can do that, anyone can do it. It's not a matter of willpower. It's not a matter of anything. It's a matter of planting the seed of the law of cause and effect into my consciousness and letting it do the work. Saying, I love a balanced diet. I love a third of a portion for my supper. Because really, that's totally adequate for whatever my body needs. And I love veggies, or I love a steak, or I love whatever. I love everything I eat and enjoy it. And then when you do that, then you're the master. Then you are not possessed by habits. You are not possessed by your eating habit or your activity habits or anything like that. You are the boss. You say, hey, I'm going to go out and watch this game. It's a game that they play from beginning to end. But I have an appointment about mid-afternoon. And so I'm going to take off mid-afternoon from the game to go somewhere. Now, I don't have to tell anybody, but I'm with a group of friends, and mid-afternoon I go out to go to the bathroom, and I don't come back. And later my friends see me, and they say, hey, where'd you go? We missed you. You missed a super ending to the game. Oh, how'd it go? Oh, boom, boom, boom. Oh, how wonderful. Great, you know. I saw as much of the game as I wanted. I wasn't possessed by the game. I wasn't owned by the game. And if I really want to be smart, I come in the middle of the game and watch the end. Watch the exciting end, or whatever it may be. But you're supposed to be there supporting the team. You're supposed to be there. I don't have to do nothing. I'm not supposed to be any place. I'm not supposed to be anywhere. I'm only where I choose to be. I am a master of my habits. I'm master of my activities. I'm master of my eating program. I'm master of the things that I do. And all the things that I do are good and very good for me. Now, if you do something, that's your business. I do not try to manipulate, control, or direct some other person's life, some other person's activities, some other person's way of thinking, doing, or acting. I just allow them to do it as it pleases them. And when I allow people to do whatever pleases them, I do not feel I'm my brother's keeper. I am allowing each person to be master of themselves, even as I. And when I choose to do something, I don't make an excuse for doing it. I say, hey, I choose a third of a portion. And Or I don't even say that. I just take my the dish portion given to me, and I push off of my plate before I eat that portion that I don't want, and set it in the middle of the table, and then I eat what I want. Or, better yet, I take the two-thirds portion and feed it to my dog. No, 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 that's not good. Then my dog will have to suffer excess weight eating people food, which is truly not good for him because he has a balanced diet of eating his own food. And that's the way I want him to have it. Have him be accustomed to it, used to it, not begging for people food because he really doesn't want it. He likes his own food and he's perfectly content with it. Now, as I train him and as I train me, I live in my beautiful temple of the living God. I live in my beautiful body. I live in my beautiful life, filled with activities that thrill me and uplift me and make me feel just great. By using the law of cause and effect, I can put causes in motion to bring about the effect in my life and affairs and in my body and all that I am right now. And it'll be lasting forever, functioning forever, and it begins this moment. Have a great day, and know I love you. I love you. I love you.